Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we are asking the important question, how would you, as in us, get on Noah's Ark?
All how right, would so... you, i.e. we?
But the individual us.
Yeah. The royal us.
The royal us, I. So basically what I'm saying is, this is not a team effort.
No.
All of us going to roll in and
all
try
all of us
and
have
get...
seen the rain start to fall and we're like, that Noah cunt, I think he was
Noah's always a yap in the middle of the village square and we're just like, shut the fuck up and let us fuck like good people.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you're all sinning and I'm like...
am I sinning? I am sinning.
Yeah.
And now we've seen Noah building that boat, which we mocked mercilessly.
Oh, yeah. Hey, nice boat, dickhead, shit boat, fuckhead, cunt.
Cunt, you can just swim in the sea. Don't need a boat.
Hey, Noah, you know how to float? I do.
Hey, Noah. This isn't the fucking sea, dickhead. Land boat? Yeah. Are you fucked?
Here's a thing that you maybe didn't know about boats, dude brain. They need to be on the water.
Idiot.
And then we're just
I'm scared of rain. Oh, it's just dripping a little. We fucking drink this, idiot.
I'll just drink the rain.
We can just drink the rain.
And then watching all the animals like file through the town towards the boat.
Huh. How's he doing that?
I would at that point the bullying still hasn't stopped. Like
nice goats, cunt.
What are you gonna do with those elephants?
Idiot.
Put them on my boat.
Yeah, why?
So that they
fuckhead. None of your answers are going to satisfy me.
Don't fight. Here's a bullying tip. Ignore me and I'll go away. Yeah,
don't fight back.
You engage.
I've still got your ER, so my lips are still going to be moving. Cunt. Noah's not a good name.
Yeah. Fuck us, love boat. Ooh.
Get a married boat.
Are you going to marry your goats? Fuck us. Ooh, is the goat's going to marry fuck us to his boat?
I feel like we're going to be directly killed by God. The rain starts on us.
It's like, yeah, I've never seen rain start with like a lightning bolt directed at three idiots.
Should have left Noah alone.
Aww.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, nice rain, God. you're gonna wet me to death.
I'm a little bit wet.
Ooh, does God love rain?
You crying up there because we're so fucking cool?
You're punishing me by sending me the thing that keeps me alive because I drink it.
Yeah. Oh, how sad for you.
Oh, no.
A crack.
Oh, lightning. So now I can see better. Ooh.
Making my whole body tense up. Awesome.
Yeah, striking down a tree. Now I've got fire.
Thanks, idiot. But then I guess the water's up to our knees. And we're seeing Noah's Ark start to rise and all the animals getting on it. We're like, what? Maybe it's time.
All right, let's get on the boat.
Okay, boys. New tack.
But it's kind of like a let's get on the boat, and then we all look at each other and come to the decision for some reason that there's only room for one.
Well, I'm assuming what happens is we notice that there's Noah and Noah's wife, who has a name in the Bible, but I forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then their kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Their kids.
And
that's it.
And
I
then
think
two
for
by two, yeah. And then two of every animal, and we're like, but there's three of us.
We can't sneak in as two, and we can't sneak in as three.
We can sneak in as two Joels.
Oh, no.
Yeah. See, that's our plan.
Oh, no.
Immediately stab you in the back.
Yeah. Individual plan. Hey,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Two Joels. We're actually
we're a different species of water.
Yeah.
You're those guys who bullied me.
Yeah.
But you got to bring us on
like
the boat.
Come and bully us or whatever.
Yeah,
come
on. Fucking lions will eat you. We won't do that. We'll just make fun of you. Surely we're better.
Well, I'm less...
fucking. An elephant sits down, you die. Come on there.
If I'm under the elephant, you might be.
Yeah. It's a small... Hang on. I don't even know if I want to be on... I will get on the boat.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of animals on
it's
one boat.
It's a bunch of animals.
It's a big ark.
Surely he didn't get every animal.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, that's animal. Actually what happened to unicorns, Jackson.
Yeah, he didn't get every animal. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's just
or
like...
dragons, maybe.
Yeah.
I forget how the bullshit goes.
It's hard to tell what's real and what's from cartoons.
Yeah. Or what's from the internet, like circa 2008 when...
Emma Watson, yeah? Now she was in that?
Who?
What?
Oh, Evan Almighty? Is that what you're talking
no,
about?
No, he's talking about Noah. Emma Watson and...
Rusty.
Russell Crowe. Wow.
Why did I go to Evan...
Were there dragons in that movie?
I don't remember. I know the angels look like those cube guys... And they were rock boys. They were big rock monsters.
Yeah,
what the
which
fuck?
Is, well, that happens in the Bible. The angels are fucked.
Do they look like rocks?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
They're like
I thought they were wheels within wheels and like a guy whose head is a dog, a horse, a crab, and a toad.
The best kind of angel. The one with like nine circles and like 18 eyes.
Yeah. That is
cool. They kind of look like, do you remember, is it Sars or Tars or whatever from Interstellar?
Yeah.
They kind of look like that, but if it, instead of it being like sleek and made from like metal, it was made from rock.
That's fucking awesome. Maybe I got to watch Noah.
Yeah, it's great. First thing that Rusty does when he gets like to land, he just makes wine and gets fucked up.
All right. Okay, so talk me through your plan of coming in as Joels.
Okay, so we just line up behind. Well, is it alphabetical order, do you reckon?
Nah.
No, it's just like first come, first serve.
Like a lion doesn't know that it's like starts with an L.
Yeah, but
also it would be speaking.
Yeah,
Aramaic?
Yeah, that's true. It wouldn't even be English. Yeah. We actually have a biblical name, so you're really fucked.
Damn it.
Noah, when?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Noah, but our name means that Yahweh is God. So I think we're chosen, so we need to go in there.
Already, we're going to kick Noah off the boat. Be like, anyway. I don't think there's a book of Noah in the Bible.
Yeah,
that's
so,
what's happening right now. So, I'm writing it.
Yeah, but we need to, I think we're
is
a better
Is there a
scribe.
Book of Noah, or is that just in a different
I
book?
Don't think there's a book of Noah.
I don't think there's a book of
I don't
Noah.
Know shit about
Noah. Yeah.
Did I pay attention to Ari? No.
Have I ever read the Bible?
Yes. Nah.
All that happened in RE was that the teacher told me I smelled bad.
Did you?
Yeah, I stunk like shit. All of the when I was in the UK, this is so funny in retrospect. I was like, they're like, we're gonna put you in this RE class. It's like a separate RE class, and it was an RE class full of like these tough as nails like bully girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like the cool troublemaker girls who clearly couldn't be trusted were put in this RE class and me.
Yeah, with a stinky filth boy.
Yeah, and then at one point after class, the teacher came up to me and was like, hey, the girls are complaining that you stink like shit. And I was like, fuck all.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
Very funny to be like, people be like the bullies in this being like, this kid stinks like shit. Teacher, this kid stinks like shit. The teacher being like, he stinks like shit.
The bully girls were actually very lovely to me. They were very kind. They said it behind my back, you know? As a kindness.
I wonder if they were just being cruel and didn't want to talk to you.
But we hung out in class.
So they could get further bullying material? Because that's a classic bully move.
Maybe.
To then go out, because did they hang out with you at recess or lunch?
He's so sweet. He's rewritten his own history. It's lovely. Let him live in that.
Yeah, you were cool to
that's
them.
Nice.
No, I wasn't cool. I think they took pity on me. I don't think they respected me, but they didn't bully me.
But they told the teacher you stink
like
shit.
Yeah, in confidence. They were like, it was not as aggressive as that. The teacher came up to me and she's like, I'm really sorry, but the other girls are complaining that you smell a little bit.
Okay, so again, that's coming from the teacher.
Yeah.
Who obviously, if they're bringing it
down.
Up, had to tone it down to like the most mild, and it still doesn't even seem like it came across. So imagine how high the complaint was.
How cruel the girls had been.
So cruel.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Never know.
Double checked. Yeah, Noah's stuff happens in Genesis. So we've actually got our own book. Noah only has three chapters of Genesis. Yeah. Fuck you, Noah.
Has your book happened yet?
No.
You're going to overwrite the real book of good stuff. So let me get your plan clear, though.
All right. The first plan, I think, would be to, first off, we need to either pretend that we are a whole new animal.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? We need to either just kind of like rush him to just be like, don't even give him a chance to speak and be like, nah, we're a different species. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you reckon
and
there's,
just kind of push on past.
Do you reckon there's a good section of the animals for you to get in that will make
chimps?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, you see the apes lining up and you're like, well, I'm gonna join in with the apes so that he's just doing the apes, he just passes you by.
Yeah.
You do just look like human beings.
True. So that's what I was thinking. Like, either do we say like we're just a complete different species, no? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't understand you. This is how I talk like a dog. This is me barking. This is the equivalent of me barking. You think your words, but they're not. This is just me being like,
I'm just vocalizing, dude. I'm just vocalizing.
I don't know. And we just push on past.
Or do we, perhaps. I'm listening.
Kill a chimp.
Become a chimp.
Wear its skin.
Okay.
Become a chimp.
Okay.
I was trying to think of a humane. I guess we could shave a sheep and wear its wool.
Pantomime horse, but then we're paired up with a real horse.
Yeah, but that's clever because I was going to say your other plan is you one of the Joels is left out. If you're dressing like a sheep, unless you're both dressing like a sheep.
Well, yeah, we pick two animals and we're like, we condemn you to extinction.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, even if we did this to a horse, we're still condemning that horse. Like, then maybe this is... Okay, we find the unicorn.
Clever.
Stab the shit out of one of them unicorns.
It's an animal whom sucks anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And all it is just a horse with a bit extra.
Yeah, it's a special horse.
And then we simply just pantomime unicorn our way onto Noah's Ark. Then he's like, sweet. And then maybe halfway through, we just take it off. And then he's like, dog.
What are you
and then we
do?
Look at the other
Throw
unicorn
us-
and we're like,
you thought and I was your wife,
idiot.
I can't understand what you're saying, but I'm imagining you're upset. And that fills me with joy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Noah, how's this dog shit boat going? The boing doesn't stop.
Give us an apple. We're hungry.
It's good that you're still eating like a horse.
I'm a horse, Noah, with a big old horn. Give us an apple.
Well, okay, that's a pretty good plan.
And
also,
like, the first thing, and I actually think this ties into the Bible, because the first thing Noah does when the land, like, everything dries out, he becomes a farmer and then immediately gets very wine drunk.
Yeah.
Drinking would be a sign of emotional abuse.
Yeah, absolutely. If he's just spent fucking 40 days and 40 nights suffering from bullying from the Joels, he's going to need to dull his senses.
Also, at that point in time, and this is bad for... I mean, Noah. Only Noah. Noah dies aged 950.
Oh, no.
Because prior to the flood, people used to live to about 1,000.
According
to the Bible.
You're not going anywhere.
Not at all.
Hey, Noah, we don't want to help, so we're just going to go dig a hole and then fill the hole.
Is that pretty good?
Hey, Noah,
put a plow on us, because we're a horse, according to you, you dumb fuck. Give us an apple.
Just doing physical labor. We're too tired to work now. We dug this big hole, Noah.
Why did you dig...
What? Zamet clearly has been a horse for too long and just is like, I am a horse now. Or like, it's become lost in his own bullying where he thinks pretending to be a horse is somehow getting one over Noah.
Oh, yeah, I got a saddle on me.
Look at me, I'm a
big old horse. That's what you thought. That's what you thought, you idiot.
It's been like 50 years. I sleep in a stable.
Feed me, hey.
I shit wherever I walk. I think being on that boat fucked you up, if I'm honest.
Also, this is unrelated, but I just think it's an awesome story. Yeah. You love, Jackson. After the flood, Noah becomes a farmer, planted a vineyard. He drank wine made from the vineyard, got drunk, and lay uncovered within his tent.
Yeah.
Noah's son, Ham. First of all, great
awesome stuff.
Maybe I'm best friends with Ham.
It's awesome that you can name your kid Ham and you'd be like, no, it's biblical. He's not named after the delicious sandwich meat. He's named after the Bible.
Well, it's also an awesome name to use. I mean, this also condemns the name because Noah's son Ham saw his father naked and told his brothers, which led to Ham's son being cursed by Noah.
Hey, Dad, we saw your little dick.
What?
My gosh!
That's so funny. Why did he tell his brothers,
hey guys,
so Dad's dick?
Dad's dick.
Don't tell me that.
He's so little.
I saw Dad's little dick.
He's so little shriveled.
If you saw your dad's little dick, would that change you?
I'm sure I like growing up. We like, you know, you'd probably, at least where I saw a dad naked.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're a kid, like, you do.
You shower and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't change me, I don't think.
I guess you'd be like, whatever. That's just my dad's dick, I suppose. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I guess it's a certain.
Hey?
Yeah.
Does it come weirder?
Oh, yeah.
If you saw your dad's dick now, would it be weird?
No, because he's like pushing 70s.
Right now?
Right now?
You looked at the window into the studio and your dad's dick was pressed against the glass.
All three of our dad's dicks just pressed up against the glass. Like, make the podcast harder.
I don't know if I want to leave the studio because I don't know what's happening outside.
Guys, can we get curtains?
is this going to keep happening? It's going to make it hard to record.
I wonder if Plumbing the Death Star would be different if we were just looking at smooshed up dicks against glass the whole time we recorded.
I think it would be better. I think because if you ever felt like a lag in energy, you could just look at the dick wall and be like, oh, I'm vibrating with energy.
Nowadays, because my dad's getting older, so he's pushing like that 70. It'd be more of like, well, I guess it's like, is it a medical thing?
Yeah,
like,
it feels like if you're seeing your dad's dick at a certain age.
Yeah, it becomes like less like, oh, I'm more like, this is sad.
Yeah, I gotta help him piss or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Well, that's one mystery solved.
Why Ham wouldn't shut the fuck up about his dad's dick?
Well,
though.
His dad's like 900. That's gotta be shriveled.
That's
Noah,
a shriveled
man.
Well,
dude.
No, because Noah dies 350 years after the flood, so I don't know when he saw his dad's dick.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do while you're on the ark? Like, say you do get on.
It's only 40 days and 40 nights.
That's still a while.
Is it only 40 days and 40 nights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the classic. Okay. Yeah. That's still a while. It's not nothing.
Oh, no, he got 40 years. He travels in the desert.
Yeah.
He used 40 a lot, huh?
Yeah. It's a special number.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just saying that 40 days and 40 nights, you just were chilling?
Yeah,
chilling.
I guess so. Whatever. 40 days on a boat? That's not that hard.
There's nothing to do.
Hey, milking cows, drinking cow milk.
There is two of every animal. I loathe that I can just go bullying.
Yeah. We can pat like a fox. We can pat a lion. We can pat an elephant.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like,
befriend a dog.
Befriend two dogs.
That's true.
Befriend two cats. Push over a child.
Yeah,
there's kids there.
That's true.
Although, how good. Ham! We can tell.
Hey. Best friends with Ham?
Hey, Ham.
Hey, Ham. If you ever saw your dad's dick, you'd tell everyone, yeah?
Yeah.
No, you should.
You should. That would be really. It would be bad if you didn't tell everyone.
Yeah. I think it would be fucked up seeing Ham and then seeing a pig and be like, is the pig meat called Ham? Because of this kid.
You do something to that pig.
That is how we get Ham.
40 days to 350 years.
Why is Ham called Ham? Ham surely isn't named after the biblical figure Ham. Right? No way.
I thought you meant why is Ham as in the child called Ham. I guess it was a cool name.
Well, yeah.
Is it short for like Hamunculus or something?
Yeah. I keep wondering if Ham
like, is Hamolithule?
Is the ham from a pig called Ham? Is that short for something?
Like
Hamula?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there, but yeah. That's a very confused. I know that one of the first chimpanzees sent to space, his name was Ham.
I'm guessing they're probably named after the child Ham.
Or that's Ham.
The meat.
Oh, Ham. Show me some Ham.
That's Ham.
Ham's looking good.
Before I get too distracted, I'm going to put my phone down, but it says main article, Curse of Ham.
Yeah, how did he get cursed?
Because he saw his dad's
no,
dick.
No, but what does that mean?
His dad cursed
I've,
him?
I've cursed you, and now that means
what is the
I'm
curse
becoming,
of Ham?
I'm now a...
Yeah,
it sucks because every time I...
If I try to...
What happens when
well,
I do...
It's crazy because the curse came from Noah, not God.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Noah's got powers.
Yeah.
Shit.
You boys might struggle trying to bully Noah. He might give you the curse of Ham.
We also bullied God, though.
Nah,
well, he tried to electrocute you.
Yeah, that's true.
Just didn't
he cried
take.
On us.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and find out what the curse... Well, I mean, the curse of...
Ham.
The curse of Ham is actually the curse of his son.
Yeah.
But what does it
yeah,
do?
His son, yeah. Ham.
Yeah. No. Ham is Noah's son.
Yeah.
And
Ham's son suffers the curse.
Ham's
son of Ham.
Son of Ham.
Oh, what's son of Ham called? Sick name.
Canaan.
Canaan, son of Ham.
So Canaan.
Canaan.
Isn't that also the name of a city in the Bible?
Mm. Well, it's probably the same guy.
Yeah.
He founded this. I curse you with founding a city.
That's so sad that Ham didn't found a city and there wasn't a city of Ham.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a civilization.
Yeah,
anyway.
The Canaanites, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Or Canaanites.
Canaan sounds better. Canaan,
yeah. But then I was, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the curse of Ham?
Yeah,
I'm trying
to
find out.
I want to know what happened to Ham. Why did Ham, you could, like, is it just like a bad luck curse, like so many curses are?
It's very funny to be like, you saw my dick, so I'm going to curse your kid.
Son of a bitch saw my penis.
So I'm not mad at you, I'm mad at your kid.
Is Noah madder that...
Okay, so there's a theory that maybe Ham saw his dad's dick and then was like, this seems like the perfect time to castrate my dad.
The Ark really fucked a bunch of people up.
Okay. But Ham wants to cut off his dad's dick. I think I'm a horse.
Yeah. People have been changed by spending 40 days and 40 nights on the Ark.
Doesn't take long.
What happened? That he was like,
he curses Khan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be a servant, basically.
Oh, okay.
A curse you into servitude?
Yeah. And that he. So basically, it's like, you will be a. Yeah. No, it's like, you will be a servant and your entire.
Ah, I see.
Basically, the curse starts slavery.
Yeah, okay. Wow. That's all from one
little
boy deciding
to. Peep on your daddy's dick.
One little 300 year old boy seeing your dad's dick.
Thinking,
maybe I castrate that. What if I cut that off?
That's a deranged.
Yeah.
You guys need to be careful of Ham on the Ark, okay?
Yeah,
maybe I cut that off. Root and stem. All of it. Just
with a little scalpel
like a fucking,
slice of my dad's.
Yeah, maybe one of them melon ballers. Just a whoop.
You two, like the two halves of the pantomime horse costume, sidling up to Ham, be like, hey, man, funny name. And he's like, I'm thinking of scalpeling off my dad's dick. And you're
okay,
have a good one.
Yeah.
You've always been my favorite, Ham.
You know, is it geldings? That's bad for us.
Yeah, don't do that to us. We are a horse.
Yeah.
But you're in half.
Trot, trot, trot. Yeah, we're a special horse.
Yeah, we talk from our horse lips and our horse tummy lips.
But that's
fine.
Can the other horse do that?
No.
Yep.
Yeah, they're just shy.
The unicorn, sorry. And then Ham cuts that unicorn in half. There's no guy in this section.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You've tested us for extinction. That sucks. Anyway.
Oh, well, I'm not mad.
We're not mad at all.
Love your work, Ham.
Going up to
Noah
being like, I know in the past we've been enemies, but we really need to talk about Ham.
Yeah.
We need to talk about Ham.
I'm a bit scared of him. Look,
you see what he did to the unicorn?
Yeah. Hey, Noah. Hey, look, buddy, pal. Truce?
Truce against Ham?
Hey, Noah, I know you're chosen by God, but does God know about your fucked up kid, Ham?
Does God know about Ham? Yeah. Have you told God about Ham?
I'm just saying,
what's your dick and nuts around Ham?
Look, Ham, maybe spend a little bit less time about gathering animals and maybe more time about raising your fucking
kid. Yeah, maybe you need to talk to Ham, okay?
But in an
area where a lot of people are watching,
a lot of witnesses,
you need eyes on you, okay?
But yeah, that being said, in the actual passage of the Bible, it just says he uncovered his father's nakedness
dick and nuts,
or something.
Yeah.
No, because Noah's sleeping dick and nuts out.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Was that a sin? To sleep
and
nude?
Ham, father of...
And thou shalt, when one has upon head to slumber, thou now, must ensure that your genitalia is at all times covered.
Thine dick and
if
nuts.
Thine dick nuts or pussy or anus touches thine ear, it is but a sin upon lip of God.
Huh. Do you want to hear the actual passage from the Genesis Bible?
Yes,
it's
please.
Pretty wild.
Right. Yes, we do.
And Ham, father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Noah awoke from his wine. And knew what his youngest son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem.
So wait, so he wakes up. He's like,
hey, wait. I know. Hey,
you're looking at my balls, kid. Are you fucking looking at my balls,
Ham?
Hey,
is it Ham? Did Ham just peep my fucking dick in
the Ham, come here. Ham, you're going to be a servant. Ham. Your kids are going to be servants.
Ham, I know what you fucking did. I know you peeped my dick
Noah,
in
the Noah, please.
Noah, Dad.
Why has no one ever told us about the curse of Ham?
It's the best part of the Bible.
It's Noah's son, Ham, sees his dad's dick and nuts, and that creates slavery. That is what happens in the Bible.
That is, a valid reading of the text.
What? Wait, listeners, you've fucked us here.
Yeah,
why has no one told us
in
this?
In the 10 years we've been doing this,
yeah.
One of you in the early days should have sent us a DM.
Like, hey, just a heads up. I know you've started mentioning.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Bible stuff, and you seem to find it pretty funny.
Yeah. Yes.
Look up the curse of Ham.
Oh, yeah.
We think you'd really enjoy the curse
and
of Ham.
That'd be right.
And we did. I was thinking I could get onto the Ark if the Ark has a figurehead, getting rid of that and just strapping myself to the front.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah. Because then I don't have to trick Noah. I just got to trick the boat.
Yeah. And that seems pretty easy because the boat don't talk.
Yeah. And then I survive 40 days and 40 nights getting people to feed me or whatever.
How? Basically, what happens with us is we sneak our way onto the boat,
then
and then the moment,
late.
Yeah, it's too late. I mean, they could throw us overboard, but we could also throw them overboard.
Yeah.
It's a truce.
I'm in a more tricky position because I presume I have to be tied to the front and fall off.
And you haven't told anyone.
Yeah.
We've drowned in this situation, and we're like looking at him and being like, we drowned, but my last words like, he'll die too. Who cares?
What an idiot. We can float. Oh, that's a big wave.
Oh, okay. Can't float forever, I guess.
Let me just quickly drink this. Ah, it's salty seawater.
There are birds around the boat.
I mean, if you had like a, you could like tie yourself and then you could untie yourself and then just get down and then be like, hey, who are you? And you're like, I'm your son. I'm Jackson, your other son. How do you not remember me, Dad?
Hang on. Do you want me to find out? Surely there'll be a list of fellas that are on the boat.
Yeah, find out
There's a bunch of folks.
There's so many. Noah has so many sons that he won't notice an extra one.
He's got four sons.
Won't notice.
So he's got four sons, but then he's got. Yeah.
Does he get shitty when his son or daughter gets knocked up?
That does sound like Noah.
Yeah, because it's like, I thought we went to be the last of our kind. We were going to die out. And now you're fucking...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Was God meant to be like, maybe just animal stay, human wipe off face of Earth?
Well, that was his plan. He was sick of us.
Yeah. I mean, we're like ants.
Yeah. We're like ants to him.
Crawling all over, ruining his picnic.
Yeah. So he was like, fuck him off. I'm going to flood him. And then
basically equivalent of like pouring like a hot boiling water down an ant.
Yeah, exactly.
Time also stops for a year. No one ages for the year where the flood's happening.
That means nothing when we live to 1,000. Shut up.
Yeah, who cares? 1 year's nothing.
Oh, wait, I guess for like, you know, a vole.
Yeah, draw a spider or whatever.
It rains for 40 days and 40 nights. Yeah. It is flooded for longer.
Oh, damn.
After 150 days, God remembered Noah and the waters subsided.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Oh, my God, I forgot about Noah in the boat. Oh, my God.
I know I'm meant to be infallible or whatever, but whoopsie-daisy me.
Yeah, I'm omniscient and omnipotent, but not... Perfect.
I've never claimed to be clever.
Nobody's nerfing.
What if I just build my own boat? How hard is it to build a boat? Noah did it. Yeah. Noah had to. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Noah had to build a boat to contain one of every animal. Mm. I need to build a boat two of every animal. Sorry.
I
build a separate boat. one of every animal.
Jackson. How? Okay. All right. Question. When. Water go down again.
Yeah.
And now you're like, sweet. All the animals go out. And now you're like, sweet. Repopulate.
I'm going to get a bunch of new awesome animals. Because the lion will fuck the horse or whatever. And we'll get a fucking awesome horse lion. And the vole will fuck the crab. And the seagull will fuck the wolverine. Okay. And imagine the creatures that will populate the earth.
Okay. You know how we tried this with, say... a horse and a donkey, and then we get this piece of shit mule that can't then produce other offspring.
But they've got no other choice. We're going to get crab dogs.
You know what? Crab dogs sounds good.
I think if
some of them will work.
Some of them will work.
We can get a liger.
Yeah, some of the unions
will work.
Will be functional.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got a list and
wolf
it's funny.
And a dog.
You're not going to believe it turns out Noah's Ark hilarious. So starts flooding. It's Noah, his nameless wife, who is never named.
Oh, that's so funny.
And my wife.
His three sons, Shem.
Yep. Good.
Japhet.
Uh-huh.
And Ham.
Great.
Together with
Shem, Japhet, Ham.
Yeah, and then the wives of his three sons.
Oh, yeah. Also unnamed?
Also unnamed.
Yeah, good, of course. Good stuff.
Yep, there it is.
So,
okay, cool.
Four unnamed wives, one to Noah, and then I guess...
Shem, wife of Shem, wife of Ham, wife of Japhet.
Yep.
Yeah, so you've got eight people in the ark.
Yeah. So I could slip in. I could slip in, but I'm liking making my new arc idea.
Yeah, a fucked arc.
A one of every animal arc.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of waiting until Noah is about, like the floods are about to happen, I see Noah making his arc and I'm like, I'm going to make my fucking own. You know
steal,
what?
Steal like one of his animals, so he has only one, and now you got...
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then you've got to work together.
Gotta
otherwise,
work together, Noah. I've got these animals. You got those animals.
Well, if I make another ark, when all the animals arrive, they're not going to know which one's the right ark. So I might get some.
Is Noah a shepherd?
Yes.
So
how hard is it to, like, you know, corral sheep?
Yeah, exactly.
Easy. How hard is it to corral, say, a lion?
Hard. Yeah. Well, here's another question. Did Noah get, like, spiders and ants and scorpions and stuff?
Two of everything.
But I feel like I could imagine the Bible being like, but not the verminous, sinful creatures of the earth. Yeah.
The snakes.
I could get the snakes. I could get the worst animals.
Yeah. You become, like, I guess, the dark arc.
Yeah, punished Noah. That's what I'll be.
You get all the fucked up animals.
Yeah, give me all the ghoulish creatures of the land and sea.
You get, like, I don't know. Well, what classifies, I guess, like, you know, a naked mole rat.
Yeah, all kinds of rats.
Yeah, rats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Worms.
Bats, anything that's kind of related to Dracula.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Any Dracula creatures.
Dracula creatures.
Even just some Draculas, I could get on the ark.
Yeah. You need them.
Yeah, yeah.
Giants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get them on board.
I'll make a freak ark.
Yeah, make a freak ark.
Because, like, do you need his boat or will any boat suffice?
I mean, I'm guessing a lot of boats, they, you know, look. I'm guessing there was boats that were already in existence.
Yeah.
And they got fucked up. But then I guess they were
if you write Noah's Ark on the side of
yours,
that's
the plan.
God's not going to know.
God's not going
to. He forgot Noah existed.
He forgot about Noah.
Anyway.
For,
he's like, did I tell, did I say, make
did
two
I make
arcs?
Two arcs? Did I make one?
Surely.
Did I tell one guy to bring one of every animal so that I can make crab dogs?
That sounds like God's.
That doesn't sound, yeah, maybe I did. I don't know. And I'm trying to make a dog and a crab fuck, and it's not working.
Dog keeps eating the crab, and the crab keeps, like, trying to, like, pincer its nose. And I'm like, no, got to get along.
What kind of babies would you make anyway?
Hard dogs?
Hard dogs or soft crabs?
Soft little furry crabs. Okay.
That bite?
You can see why I'm doing this, Lord above.
Science.
Yeah. Lord above or Lord below.
Yeah, whoever's watching.
Telling that's Noah you were sent by Satan to make a rival.
Yeah,
boat.
Like, surely Satan wants some things collected.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait. Does Satan mightn't exist yet?
No, he jumped down from Lucifer. He was one of the first angels. He was out of there.
Yeah, but I think at this point,
because it's when the fuckers are like sin and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's gotta be.
The underworld exists, but I don't think there's a Satan yet. Because this is the sixth chapter of Genesis. This is the sixth chapter of the entire Bible.
Pretty early on.
Well, look.
Adam and Eve.
Maybe. What were you before he fell? Was it Lucifer?
I think it was
star?
Lucifer, yeah.
Who's Samuel?
There's a lot of guys. Yeah, I don't know.
The Morningstar looking down, being like, soft crabs, you say?
This man's making a crab and a dog fuck.
Maybe that's good.
Oh, no.
And that was a downfall of the Morningstar.
Yeah, maybe, obviously, you know, we think that eating the fruit in the Garden of Eden was the first sin, but maybe making a dog.
Oh, yeah, definitely Lucifer exists because of the Garden
the serpent
of Eden.
In the garden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I don't think he's actually ever explicitly said to be the devil.
Yeah,
I think he's just a bad snake.
Snakes are bad.
Yeah, and that was like a proto snake when they had legs and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The book of Genesis does not mention him, but Christians often identify the serpent in the Garden of Eden as Satan.
Yeah. So maybe, well, either you're appeasing, like, the snake god.
Yeah, there's some evil in the world, clearly, at this point, that I could be appeasing by making a bad arc.
Well, yeah, because the first sign of evil the serpent, but then the second sign of evil is when Adam and Eve realize their dick and nuts and tits are out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They
become
so
aware
good.
Of sin and then immediately become aware they're naked.
Oh, my God, your balls.
Yeah.
Oh, my balls? What about your tits? Yeah. Holy shit. And what the fuck is this?
And what about both of our assholes?
Holy
oh, my God.
God,
I didn't
turn
around.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
You turn around. Oh, my God.
God's like, stop looking at each other's assholes and get out of
Cover
my garden.
Cover up, you freaks.
I also like the idea of just riding Noah's Ark or just like a boat, because I don't know how to make a boat. Mm. Stealing a boat, getting one lion on it, going out to sea.
They made a movie about
that.
Living a kind of fucked up
life of Pi.
Yeah. Okay.
Life of Jackson.
We got to work together, lion.
In the life of
Oh, fuck.
In the life of Pi, aren't they guys?
Yeah. This one isn't. This is just a line.
And I don't form any
metaphor.
I don't form any kind of bond with it whatsoever the whole time.
The lion, the guy that's the lion eats a guy.
There's an orangutan. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Life of Pi is sick. I think I saw that in 3D.
That's cool.
I think I've ever seen it.
Oh, cool.
Spoilers for The Life of Pi.
Yeah, I guess.
It's emotional?
I think so. Yeah. I don't really remember. Yeah. Do you think Noel
ruined the VFX industry because underpaid?
Classic. Yeah. Do you think
Ang Lee directed it and fucked it? He did do Hulk. Comic book. Bombing the Death Star.
Pop culture podcast.
We're back.
We're back. We had to just circle back to what we know. We got lost for a moment. Yeah. We were adrift, so to speak.
Much like... No, we won't go down that. Much like Noah.
Yeah, exactly.
For 120 days when God forgot about him, which isn't actually that long when you're fucking 950.
It's like a blip.
He's 650 on the ark, and his sons are 300.
That's crazy.
They're just little boys.
Just wee boys who saw their dad's little dick and nuts.
Oh, wait, maybe one of their sons was 100. Either way.
Just little boys.
Basically an infant at that point.
So I guess you're making like a punished Noah's ark.
Yeah.
A good option, I reckon.
I mean, you're not
gotta
getting...
Got to be like the fucked up, like... Yeah, like the unicorns. Yeah. There's got to be other creatures.
Well,
that...
also, you know, like, so what if I, like... Obviously, that's a good idea, getting the giants and the ghouls or whatever.
Yeah.
But what if I one-up Noah and I go four of every animal? Busy ark.
Then you just say, less incest on my ark.
Yeah, actually, this will work.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. I mean, still it's only four.
Yeah, less.
But there's going to be less.
It'll be longer before there's a crossover. And yeah, the crossover will be too early.
Yeah. It's still going to result in some fucked up animals, Noah.
Yeah.
But he can't hear me. Yeah. We're too far away from each other.
What?
I'll come over to him.
Wait, hang on. If your family's the only... Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Maybe I could do that.
Yeah,
I'm like, hello. If your family's gonna be the only, I'll like line up just by myself.
Yeah, I'll.
If your family's gonna be the only people on the ark, obviously some incest's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So if everyone fucks me,
oh, you can all have a go.
But then that'll stop some of the incest.
Well, no, because then you'll be the progenerator.
Yeah.
So then you'll be the like the incest.
Not, yeah. All you've done is just change where it's starting.
Yeah, and you
hasn't moved down. Yeah, it's all starting at the same time.
And you've actually made it worse because then you're like, all from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. You actually sped it up.
I just thought if I introduced some foreign sperm into the mix, maybe that would sort
of. Noah, pull over. Pull over. I've got some foreign sperm.
You got too much of the same jizz on the boat. I got new jizz, right?
We got four fellas up here. That's four.
But they're the same bloodline.
They're the same bloodline. That's true.
Yeah, that's
I'm a new bloodline. I'm new jizz.
Yeah.
I'm new jizz.
So you could, in a sense, if. Ham and wife of Ham had a child. You could then, I guess, have a child with that particular child, and then we're not incesty yet.
Exactly.
But then after that,
you're fucked. Yeah.
Damn. I guess. Yeah, because then if it's like Ham had a child with, say, wife of Shem.
Yes!
But then you had a child with that.
And it still doesn't matter.
It still doesn't matter because then you're
the
still
same father for the end.
And also similar grandfather.
Yeah.
It's good to be like, imagine on the boat, I see all of my animals fucking, you know, making fucked up. I'm like, oh my God, I know what I can do.
What is.
This crab dog's giving me a great idea.
Is there a number? Like, what is the number where it guarantees, like,
I think it's like 100,
but it's like, with this number, no incest.
I think it's like 100 or 120 people you need to make a colony that's not going to just completely implode in itself.
What if we do the incest boat and we get 120 people?
God immediately is like, no.
Oh.
The reason that I'm doing this is to undo creation, which is a fucked up thing, by the way.
Yeah.
But
God fucked up.
Yeah, God is like, I hate this.
He hates us, right? Doesn't hate the animals. Is that what he's doing?
He likes two of every animal. Yeah. He's asking Noah for a specific two of every animal.
Why
is that just to prolong
just...
the death of a giraffe, say? To be like, I want these two giraffes to witness.
I need some animals to suffer.
Yeah.
Unless, surely God's plan, if I was God in this situation,
yeah.
you subside the sea and you're like, all right, here's more of the animals you have. So yeah. Sorted out that. I can't do anything about humans, I guess.
Well, he must have put down some new humans. Or did God, no. did Noah? Okay.
So. Well, because with the creationist part of the Bible, everyone comes from Adam and Eve anyway.
Yeah, well, no, point. Because when they get cast out and when old mate kills old mate, Cain kills Abel, then Cain fucks off and then he finds a civilization.
That's true.
Well, yeah. Also there's sometimes Lilith?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the first wife of Adam's first wife.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot of different Bibles, too.
Truly a lot of different Bibles. Well, the Garden of Eden is probably still good, right?
Yeah.
Go back to the Garden of Eden.
Go back. Yeah. So what we're going to do is get in the speedboat.
Yeah, while everybody else is panicking about the flood, I'll go back to the Garden of Eden.
This reminds me of a perfect place I could go to.
Oh, I remember. That's where I told that lady to eat those awesome apples. Fuck, that was awesome. That was like one of the best days of my life.
Yeah, fucking, because eating so many goddamn apples.
And I just like slammed down on the ground and slither away like a snake.
That's a good plan. Be the snake that caused the first sin and go back to the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. Did I forget? Eat them. Holy shit, that's apples. Right. I'm a serpent.
Surely being a buffoon is a sin.
Yeah. Oh.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, I was not malicious. I just couldn't remember which apples we couldn't eat.
Yeah.
I think it's these are probably okay.
Were they just apples?
I think it's unclear what fruit they actually are. Some people think they're figs.
Oh, yeah.
They just call it the forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
But in all the horny depictions of Adam and Eve, it's almost always an apple.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's fruit. How bad could it be?
Yeah. If we weren't allowed to.
Why did we decide that apple was the most like knowledgeable / sinful fruit?
I think it's
fruit.
Because the apple is
easy to draw.
And also in a lot of cultures is a foot sort of a.
No, isn't the word apple like which comes from like fruit or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I
like,
think that might be
etymology where we're just like, oh yeah, and then this word that we've sort of had, and then it just kind of comes down to where we start like making beautiful art. This word for us means apple, but back then it meant.
But I think also the apple has for a long time been tied to sexuality too.
And it
so.
Was also originally apple.
I'm not a peach.
Yeah, I don't know. A peach is hornier than an apple, guaranteed.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Just ask the movie Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
Can't fuck an apple.
Yeah.
No, you can. Just
yeah. Fucking a peach though looks unreal.
Yeah, it looks like it feels incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll just go back to the Garden of Eden. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that peach.
See if God lets me go back in.
Yeah. Hey, God, I've come back. I'm here to do what in the future they'll call an LEO. Yeah, you didn't think you were getting Call Me By Your Name references in this episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
I did not.
Slither up to a peach, fuck the shit out of
it. Go to sleep.
God's like, well, I didn't expect him to come back, so.
Like,
whatever. I didn't actually kick him out in the first place. He just left when Adam and Eve did.
Yeah, he got bored.
Yeah.
No one else.
He's getting peaches. In trouble for eating the apple, and I'm just mouthing sorry.
I thought these juicy fucking apples were good.
I thought it was. I didn't think he'd do this.
Been a fucking overreaction. I mean, look, I understand when you put something in like the office fridge and you write your name on it, and like say if someone comes in and eats it,
yeah,
the guy's mad. But I didn't like not this kind of mad.
Did not expect
like
this.
Like a stern talking to.
I'm he's about to remind you of your own pussy and dick and nuts.
Oh, actually, the apple does that.
Yeah.
They bite the. It's pretty
like,
funny.
Oh my God, my dick and nuts. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bite the apple being like, I'm ashamed that my dick and nuts are out.
Was it a tree of knowledge or, I guess, a tree of shame?
I don't know.
Well,
it was a dirty trick, is what it was.
Yeah.
Dirty trick by the Lord. He's a rascal.
Yeah.
Is the Lord.
Yeah,
well. Mm. We all survived in our own way.
Yeah.
I think so.
And we learned the awesome story of
that's
the curse
highlight of
Ham.
The episode. Learning about the curse of Ham. Oh, my fucking God. Don't see your dad's dick and nuts.
Yeah. And if you do, do not tell your brothers.
Keep that shit to yourself.
So, I guess,
Surviving
shit,
Noah.
Yeah.
Eating, getting on the ark's easy. Yeah. You fucking idiot, Noah. You're not even fucking special.
Yeah.
Nice. Fucking beard.
Yeah. Nice beard, shit beard.
Nice shepherd's crook dirt bag.
Hey, your son's gonna see a dickhead.
He fucking better not, because I will curse him.
I'll curse him. Shit. Weird reaction.
We're the ones who tell him.
Yeah.
Hey, Noah, your son saw your dick.
Noah's
what?
You should do something about that.
If I was you, I'd give him some kind of curse of hand.
Yeah.
I think, if I was you, Noah, I'd I'm gonna have to. I'd have to do something to him.
Yeah. You know, you're fucked up, son. The ham.
Yeah, he full on saw your dick.
He full on saw your dick. He was talking about scalping it.
Castration or some shit.
He's a freak.
You should do something about it.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
Happy curse of ham.
Happy curse of ham,
happy
everyone.
Curse of ham.
Happy curse of ham.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.